Wait, what's it called?
The Ebony Mac Show.
It's a podcast.
What? It's a podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
I'm Harmony.
I'm Country Boy Mike.
It's a pleasure to be back on the airways. Or podcast
week.
Whatever. How y'all been? I've been chilling, trying to learn about me. Yeah. I'm always trying to learn about me. Like, I feel like 2023 is like a pop out year for me, maybe. Like a gradual pop out year.
Pop out more?
Yeah, like I'm gonna try some different clothes out. I'm in love with Jordan 1s right now, so I'm trying to figure out how to dress them up and down, which you can do. I love them though, so yeah, I'm just trying to experiment with clothes, with hair, just with the newfound confidence that I have. I just want to, you know,
I say yes,
flow.
It's the clothes for me.
It's the clothes.
I don't got well, I got more than I had before.
I've been buying you some stuff.
Yeah, just trying different stuff, I guess. And different shoes, because I like more shoes. I like more than Jordans. So.
I know, you like to get swaggy. You wanted to be a stylist at one point. I think you could really, like, do some fashion week kind of stuff if you, especially if you high, you can put some real good outfits together.
I gotta. Cause I like, I don't know, I ain't lose it. Just, I don't know. I didn't say I lost it. I just.
That's because we haven't gone people watching in a long time. I'm inspired for sure. I'm inspired by watching other people, not necessarily taking their.
It's because people outfit. Weird now.
Like when we go downtown Chicago, I. Just especially in the summertime.
Yeah, the summertime.
I love the vibe, and you see so many different cultures kind of melted into one. You see the foreigners, you see the, you know, locals, you see
everybody
the suburbanites
there.
Like us that's trying to come and vibe in. But I love that
everybody
urban
down
city
there
vibe.
Is foreigners anyway, even if they're from they foreigners. Everybody.
But I love the city of Chicago. This has actually been a really good year, or weather-wise, to go there, but
yeah.
They acting a damn fool, so we ain't been down there.
Yeah.
It gets a bad rep, I'm gonna give it that, but they really been tripping
it ain't
as
been
of late.
Sounding too bad lately. But
mm-hmm.
Even though you know stuff still happening every day.
I saw.
It just ain't been nothing on the news-wise.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. I saw
you know stuff that happened every day.
Something on social media, and it said that Chicago like outbeat something with Afghanistan or whatever.
Oh, it said I forgot. It was about talking about the West Side.
The West Side, especially the Austin area.
And West Garfield.
Yeah. I was like, dang.
Yeah, the West Side.
Out West.
That's a
Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say about that.
So I said they always talking about the Wild Wild Hunters. No. The West.
Yeah.
They wild.
Anyway.
For real.
Not anyway. I didn't mean to cut you off, babe. But
you cut me off.
Today we want to talk about something that people always ask us about. Is like relationship stuff. And so as we sit here today, we... have been married 18 years.
Going on 19.
And together.
19 years going on 20.
19 years going on 20, yeah. So, it's gone by really fast.
Fast.
That's the one thing.
Yeah, it's fast.
It's ebb and flow. Like, for me, I know I am a lot to deal with on a daily, and I think once I learned what my triggers were, it made it a lot easier for everybody else in the house. But I'm a lot to deal with. Like, I'm a spitfire. Like,
Is it a lot? I don't think it's as much as you think.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be at times. But yeah. I don't think as much as you think.
I overthink everything. But then I try to process it. Mm-hmm. I'm learning to process my overthinking ways. And be like, okay, chill the fuck out.
I mean, that's why people always tell us, if you talk to yourself, you're crazy. No, sometimes it pays to talk to yourself.
Yeah, I journal too. I've been journaling. I've been meditating. And when I meditate, I use my tarot cards to help me meditate. So those are just some of the things that have helped me stay sane in the relationship, because we are still human beings with people.
Yeah.
So I get sick of you sometimes, and I know you get sick of me. But we still have to live and be, you know.
We have to still be married.
Yeah, but beyond being married,
I'm saying we have to still be.
We live together.
In this union.
Yeah. in this union.
But no, what I'm saying though, but
we are gathered here today.
For people like, you probably don't know how much stuff people didn't talk themselves out of. But just by talking to themselves.
This thing called life. Sorry. Repeat that.
I said, you don't know how much people didn't talk themselves out of doing stuff in their head.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure somebody didn't talk themselves out of killing somebody.
For sure.
But to say, if you talk to yourself, you're crazy. Then that makes everybody crazy.
I've talked myself out of running away. For real. Like,
I mean,
I've said it for years. I'd be like, damn, I'm just gonna run away sometimes. But it's a real thing. But I think learning how to deal with my emotions and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and be open, mm-hmm. we had to learn within our family to own whatever we were feeling and kind of talk about it. With each other.
Mm-hmm.
And like, when I say we talk about it as a family, like,
we talk.
Not as much as we used to, but I know Country Boy just brought us together in a way that we never been brought together before. And it's hard to bring together young adults with their parents. Because what I'm going to say is, we've raised our kids and they are now transitioning into young adults with some of the responsibilities.
Jaden about to be 19.
That they have. True. And the reason I say that is because more so now, I think our kids have more responsibilities.
More responsibilities than
we did.
Yeah.
And so that's one thing I can say I'm grateful to my parents in particular for, is protecting me from life. When I thought I wanted it at that time.
Yeah.
Because now I kind of feel like our kids are, not that I threw them into
it. No, it didn't, but it's just like,
yeah.
It's just this generation. They get exposed to everything.
Yeah. Like, we had to figure out how to parent different once we realized these little doggone ninjas got porn in their hand every day.
Every day, bro.
And like,
And what is it? People with little boys, teenagers, I'm sure grown men do it too. Just sending
dick pics. Just, I think that's the weirdest thing. I think talking,
you just out here sending people your,
yeah,
your shit on the internet, bro.
There's a couple people I associate with, and they've told me that
unwarranted dick pics.
They get these unwarranted dick pics, and like, so we've been together for a while, but like, I can't.
I'm just like, bro, really?
Like,
yeah, they just sent them to you.
Just what? Flopping it out there. Like, first of all, that's cringy.
You niggas is weird. For real.
I just got my dick all out. I do think it's weird. And I just, it's borderline pedophilic. It's like gotta be assault.
Yeah, that's gotta be sexual harassment or something.
I was just assaulted. That's
gotta be.
What about the videos? Because like, my homegirl told me she got a video. She got a video, a short, which. A short. Boom, boom. A short clip, not a short dick. Anyway, a short clip of a dude like sending her a video of him like stroking it. Like, I'm like, who? And it was unwarranted.
What?
And I'm like, report his ass.
Like,
that's weird.
I don't get the.
You think that's gonna make a girl want you?
I don't get it.
Yeah, I feel
maybe
sorry.
Maybe that's what it. Maybe some. I don't.
I'm about to say I feel sorry for our kids, like for the dating situation that's out here for them, and it what is I see
weird.
Is beyond weird.
It is weird, bro.
But what in our relationship would you leave out as far as giving it to our kids or, you know, the younger people that come in after us? Or what would you keep? Like, you can say, what would you keep? What would you get rid of? It really don't matter.
In my relationship?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nothing. This is what made our relationship what it is.
Oh, we've had some, like, we not. Some people look at us be like, oh, they're so cute. Picture perfect. Picture perfect. We've heard it. No, not picture perfect.
Nah.
We just not like. We don't put all our.
We stuff don't put there. Our stuff out there.
We just grow.
Yeah.
When you know, you grow.
The more you know.
But I mean, isn't that like a commercial back in the?
Yeah.
In the 80s or 90s.
The little star used to shoot across it that said, "The more you know."
Yeah. What was the name of that thing? They used to come on after school.
Yeah, but it was, I know, you Schoolhouse Rock.
Schoolhouse Rock. It was like the after school stories. Like,
yeah.
I don't remember. Name of them though.
But Schoolhouse Rock. Schoolhouse Rock came on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
People be talking about relationships.
Yes. Okay, speaking of relationships, there is this clip that I heard on, I think it was TikTok, but there was this clip that I wanted us to like listen to. It really touched me because I was able to really do a reflection on our relationship and the bonds that we have with other people. And so usually when I'm listening to clips on TikTok, I save them, I archive them, because I'm like, oh my God, I want to talk about this. And so that's another reason why I'm happy we're back to talk about some of the stuff that comes up online. But this clip in particular really made me think about our relationship, and it made me think about the relationships, like I said, that we have with the other people that are in our life, you know?
Yeah.
And so if you'll play the clip for me, babe.
See, sometimes we get hurt because we're placing the wrong people in the right rooms of our heart. And I'll just echo what I stated before. You can be a whole package. I mean a whole one. But if you end up at the wrong address, the receiver will mishandle you. Why? Because you're at the wrong place. Like, misplaced people will really have us out here second-guessing ourselves. Misplaced people will really have us out here thinking that we're asking for too much. But truth is, they can't offer much.
Oh my God. So that clip really hit me like in a spiritual way.
Why a spiritual way?
When he said that about misplaced people will have you thinking that you are in this like misplaced world and you're lost and you just don't. I have felt like that time and time again with people in my immediate circle. I feel like to see other people's brokenness, sometimes we create like a trauma bond. And I wonder if it's true friendship or true relationship, or is it a trauma bond? And so when I heard that clip, it just made me think about some of the relationships that I have.
But I think he was speaking more on the like romantic side.
Okay.
Of the relationship.
Okay.
And you have those, you think this person is the person that's the one for you, but they're not. Because I know he said something like, that's a long clip. It's Mr. What's his name? Jerry Flowers Jr.
Shout out to you.
You find him on TikTok.
Yeah, at Jerry Flowers Jr.
I think it's jerryflowers.jr.
Okay. But, we not stealing your shit.
He started talking about people being like parasites. And so they, and then all the women being basically Mrs. Fix-It. And they just, they only in your life, what he said, what is it? Like what leeches do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they're just sucking off the good parts of you so they can keep going.
And keep hanging on.
But it's draining you at the same time. But it's helping them, but it's draining you.
So they benefiting off of you.
Yes. But you're helping them, but it's still, it's draining you.
Yeah. Because
they're a parasite.
And we've had to make adjustments, I think, and that's okay. I think people come in seasons in your life sometimes, and you...
Like you said, even with friends.
Even with friends, with family, co-workers, like any relationship you have, I think, for me, as I've gotten older, I've gotten better at letting go. I think being hurt and being misunderstood and... being a weirdo. I don't know.
We're all weirdos.
I'm just different. And so I've always felt like an outcast. And so as I got older, I started to get used to the fact that my weirdness wasn't a bad thing. And so it became easier for me to let people go when I was in an uncomfortable situationship or if I was in an uncomfortable space where I felt like,
yeah, and then sometimes you'd be like, maybe I was too hasty.
Yes, because I think also in that clip, he goes on to say, you take on, you have projects. Like, and you take on people and they become your projects.
Yeah.
When nobody asks you to take them on as projects, you know? So I do, yeah. Jerry Flowers, shout out to you.
Shout out to you, brother.
Black X.
Yeah, but like we like watching Black Love, show on OWN, and then we just love to see Black Love, and we say young Black Love. We like to see all Black Love, but young because I guess it's this stigma that, I believe it's a stigma that like young Black couples don't last.
Right, and it's not that young Black couples don't go through shit, because we go through stuff, and it's the resiliency of Black love is what they don't talk about.
Yeah.
The tenacity of what it takes to endure in a Black marriage.
You go, that goes on inside your marriage. Then you got to add in the shit you got to go through once you step outside.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when you decide to have little human beings within.
Then you gotta worry about them stepping outside.
Within the relationship. But yeah. My godfather a long time ago said something to us in a, it was, I don't know if it was a Bible study or a marriage counseling session or something, that the family is the husband.
And the wife.
And the wife.
I think it was a Bible study.
And that, I'm not a Christian, but that is one thing that I took with me from the Christian faith that has really stuck with me.
You created a family when you joined together.
I love that. And it, I don't
kids
know that
kids are
it,
just, what is it said, the extension.
The children are the extension.
Of the family.
Of the family. The family is the husband and wife.
Yes.
I don't know how true that is, but I can see it. And that's something that I've looked at while, you know, within our upbringing of our family.
We took it like, well, if we ain't doing good, then that means they ain't doing good.
Right. Which made it easier for us to allow for them to have access to more adult-like things earlier. Because I knew that we had to give them what they needed so that they can thrive with or without us intact. They were each individuals outside of us.
Yeah.
You know, so that was, yeah, something that I, that stuck with me.
We parent different.
Just plain and simple. We parent different.
We do. But our kids like the way we parent when they hear from their friends talk about how their parents do them.
The same.
Or how their parents are with them.
You know how I'm starting to see it? I coach now.
Because our kids like being around us.
I coach my daughter's dance team. And other kids like, man, I wish my mom would listen to me. That's been like, that's been one of the main things I've heard. I wish my mom would listen to me like you listen to your kids. Like, I've heard that so many times. And I'm wondering, like, is it something within the relationships we have in the Black community that we just shut shit down
automatically?
Quick, you know? I think sometimes if our kids, and I just, the reason I adjusted the way I talk to our kids as teenagers is because I saw that the things that we did in our parenting through my coaching, other kids wanted it. And it was stuff that I took for granted that we did with our kids.
Yeah. But it's like our whole parenting technique, I guess you call it, came from we wanted to be parented different than the way we were parented.
Yeah.
So that's where that came from.
And not saying
we were parented bad. It just,
Yep.
We didn't want to do it that way.
Right. Because they were taking it from, you know, trying not to do how they grew up.
Yeah.
And for us, you know, where our parents was at, like, our parents is coming direct from, like, sharecropper mentality.
In the beginning, well, my mom, the beginning in a civil rights.
You know what I'm saying? So we forget that that's why I think this generation is changing a whole lot, because we getting further and further away from, you know, that part of history.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean, this next generation?
Hell yeah.
Cause kids, like, generation? These little niggas is wild, bro.
Yeah.
Because you work at the school and the stories I've been hearing, these kids is wild.
Man. All I'm saying is that it would be a crime if they decided to drop us, because we deserve it. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I hope you ain't got no teachers on meth.
I'm pretty sure. Like, it's easy to hide that kind of stuff, but I'm pretty sure. Like, I can't, like, factually say this is, like, but we are the second largest in our state, so.
You got some meth heads in you, 46.
Maybe not meth, but maybe coke.
Oh, yeah. That's a problem, too.
I didn't realize it.
All the people doing coke, bro, that's a problem.
Like, I was blown away, like, just how casual it is.
Bro.
Or, like, the way we talk about weed, we talk about weed because it's a plant.
It's legal.
It's legalized. And they're working on federal stuff to get, you know.
But
in where we're at in Illinois, it's legal. And so I will talk about it. I have no, I don't care who hears it. And like,
what is it? Quorms? How do you say that word?
I don't care. Like, it is what it is. But I think that we need that education, number one.
What do you say to cope?
On the cannabis. We need to be educated on it because I think there's still a huge, huge target on its back of these people that, like in my town, in the town next to ours, there's a sign that say, what did that damn sign say?
Pretty much, if you driving, oh, it said driving high is a DUI. I drive better when I'm high.
Oh my God. Anywho. I think like it needs to be an education on it, like, because the amount of, like I said, people that use that booger sugar is unreal. Like, y'all have no idea. It's like on all levels we've come across it in the past, I want to say a year, maybe two, the last 2 years since we have been off of the Ebony Mashup. We've have come across
a lot of people who indulge in the cocaine.
I don't even have words.
Like, wow. Really? You?
I feel like we back in, what was it? Studio 54? Studio 54. Back then, that would have been a wild time. Like, I think I've talked about it on previous episodes.
You gotta think that would have been your era though. Disco,
Studio 54 was discos, roller skating. Oh my God! Like, just straight.
I'm saying that
vibe.
Era period. You'd have been the flower child, bro.
I mean, hello.
You'd have been the black flower child.
Hence the name, Harmony. Okay, flower child. That's what I can call myself now, Harmony, the black flower child.
Eh?
I'm always reinventing myself, you know.
You'd have been a straight flower child, bro.
Yeah. Hey.
Like Skater Girl.
Oh, I love that movie. What's the name of it?
What's the name of the movie?
I just see her skating everywhere.
Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights.
Just without the porn. Yeah.
I'm glad that over the years we've been able to keep our bond as one that's ever evolving. And not just we say it's a bond, we stuck and we gotta be like this. We've had an evolving bond over the last 19 years.
People change.
Yeah, I never in life would have thought I would have been like I am, like who I am right now.
No.
You know, I always knew I wanted to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to interact with people, but I never knew that I was going to turn out to be kind of introverted. I can talk to anybody with anybody I can talk amongst big crowds.
You can talk to anybody.
I can, you know, I'm not scared of it, but
she can talk to anybody.
I can talk to anybody. I'm not like denying it. What I'm saying is I get drained quickly by people and I want to go inward.
Okay, yeah.
After I do all of that. Like, I can do that, but I get drained quickly because I think I give so much of myself, my authentic self, which a lot of people don't give anymore. And that's very draining in interacting with other people.
And I'm the opposite. Like, I don't like talking to people. But I'm good at it at times.
You are a great freaking speaker. Like, I love when you speak publicly.
And like when she go to like these little business things, I be like, when I first get in there, I be like, bro, why are you here? you're out of place, but I just start talking to the people. Well, you should go talk to my wife. She does this and this.
You all have no idea. Like, I give you so much props and, like, respect for and love for the level of support you give me at those things. Mm. And I do agree. At first, I had to be like, babe, like, this is how you talk to people. And then you just find kind of got your own flow after a while. But
it's completely different now because this new, I can't say field because you're not even in your field, but it's the technology world, I guess that'll be.
Yes.
The technology world, everybody is, they don't wear suits to work. These niggas wear regular clothes to work.
Yes.
We had a, what was it, like a little, a pitch competition, which they won. Yes,
we won. And since we last talked to you all, I went to school, went back to school.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They don't know.
I went back to school, and I got my master's degree.
Yes.
Yes, and I graduated with distinction from the highly rated DePaul University. Boom, 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 boom. That's what we should have done right there. See what I'm saying?
On the screen. But it's, we went to this little, we went to this pitch competition that they, her and her business partner were doing. And like, I wasn't dressed up, but what did I have? I had on some jeans.
Casual, like, yeah.
Yeah, I had some jeans. I had on a silk shirt and some Jordans. But we get in there, I'm like, none of these people are dressed up. But it's millionaires in the room.
Yeah.
And we saw one dude, he looked like he was more casual than me. He had on some Nikes. I forget, they were nice.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what kind it was. And he had on some joggers and a windbreaker jacket.
Yeah, and they all, like, when I go to things like that, even when alcohol is involved, I like to at least do my pitch and stuff first.
Yeah,
or
I
like to, like, you know, get through what I'm doing first. But from the moment they walked in there, they was drinking.
They was drinking soon as they got in there.
I did drink after I was done presenting, but, you know. But you do such a great job. Like,
it's
people,
be high.
We talk about black love, like, and those are the things that I think when we hear some of these big celebrity divorces and the other spouse will say, but I was there for you, like, during those things. For me, I always see myself going somewhere, like, on a big grand stage. Like, I see that for myself. And those are the things I'm working towards. I would be a freaking fool to say that you didn't help me get there for things like that. When we go to events and you, like, out there, that's networking. You networking on my behalf. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You, sometimes he sets up meetings or he sets up stuff with people, you know, that'll help, that'll benefit me. And he'll be like, babe, hey, you need to talk to this person or that person, or I'll walk up and he'll be like, hey, you know, this is Derek from whatever, whatever, or this is whoever, this, you know what I'm saying? And he've already started us to set up what could potentially be a deal. I think that that's a skill that greatly benefits me and my journey to where I'm getting at, that might go unnoticed normally.
It's all the weed. Because on the way from the train station to wherever we got to go. Yeah. Getting right.
I do. Yeah, most of the times I'm zooted. But that's how I got through all my
degrees.
That's
how you got through all your degrees, bro.
You know? And still, like I said, there's such a stigma around weed. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it got me through so much. It gets me through so much. And no, I don't think I use it as a crutch to self-medicate. It's like just, it's a part of my life.
It's people that's high all day, every day. I cannot do that.
And if I need to stop, I can stop. I don't want to.
The most we smoke is on the weekend. During the week, we may smoke.
But I don't want you to make it seem like we justifying the amount of how we smoke.
No, right, I'm now. Just saying.
Like,
I'm just saying, like, during the week, we may smoke twice, maybe smoke twice a day, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's mostly once a day. during the week. Today's gonna be more because both of us is off today, so. Yeah.
Anyway, I just really am grateful again. Y'all probably get sick of it, but as we start to build our listenership back up,
yeah,
please let us know what y'all want to hear. Like, right now we just kind of throwing some things out there that we connected with the last time we were doing our show, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we really thank each and every one of you who helped us get to over 1,000 downloads. That really did help us kind of boost our channel way up there,
because we are on what, Spotify.
You should be able to find us on anything, any platform right now. And yeah, just we're gonna be building back up slowly, so please give us some patience as we get ready to build it back up. But we still want your support. We love your support. Shout out to our producer, One Source Production,
Jeremy.
Yeah, burr, 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 burr.
As soon as I figure out how to work this board fully,
yeah,
we're gonna have everything.
We're gonna have everything straight, but we want to be raw, authentic, real. That is our goal, and we just super grateful for the bond and the relationship and the relationships that are gonna come from this new season. What are we on? Three. Oh my goodness, season three in 2023. All
right, that's good right there.
Yes, my goal, I'm gonna let y'all know because I'm gonna put it out there, that makes me more accountable, is at the end of this year I want to do a nice little public event where we get to have a one-on-one live show with you all and just vibe and do that. I'd like to do that. That's something I want to put out there. You know what I'm saying?
Do the particulars, because
the particulars.
It'll be who probably listens, what city listens the most.
Yeah, for sure. Last time we had a lot of listeners in Birmingham. My best friend is there. Shout out to you, honey. Love you.
And Jamaica for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know why. But hey.
But hey, Jamaica, y'all do it again. We can go there.
Yeah, we love it. Raw stomach.
Yeah, I get. For some reason, I get called a Rasta when we go to these island places.
I think it's your eyes, on top of the fact that your locks look really, like, natural. Like, they, like.
Because they are.
Yeah, I mean, they are natural, but they, you can tell.
Sponge.
You could tell that they're not, like.
They have no uniformity.
Yeah, they have. There you go. That word came out real nice. Kind of sexy coming off your tongue.
But like she said, we're glad to be back.
Yes.
And we hope that y'all are glad to have us.
For sure. Share it with your fam or your friends. We're different. Be careful now. Now be careful now. We want you to share it.
We do.
We're unorthodox.
We seem to talk about a lot of the church too.
Yeah.
And we both came from the church.
We both. And that's a part of us, whether you.
Yeah, whether you like it or not. I still got.
That's still who, you know.
Praying hands on my left arm.
Yeah.
And the cross on my right arm.
But that I'm not really. We are not Christians.
No. So. We're not.
Yeah.
But,
you might hear me talk about tarot, candle magic, magic in general. You know, we're us.
Yeah.
If you vibe with us, you do. If you don't, you don't.
Still love you, though.
One of my favorite sayings is trust the vibes. So that's what you do. Trust the vibes. In the meantime, in between time, thank you for joining us. Again, my name is Harmony.
And I am Country Boy.
We'll see you soon. Mwah.
We'll holla.